Welcome to installment 133 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will continue our discussion of positive commandment number 127, the commandment to give miser or a tithe from one's crops to the Levi. As we have been discussing in the past few days, there are agricultural laws of the Torah, applying by Torah law in the land of Israel, that before one can eat from the crop, certain portions must be separated. Truma must be given to the Kohen, for example, approximately 2% of the total, and the Miser, or a tenth of the remainder, must be given to the Levite. Before this Miser is taken, the food may not be eaten. The details of this law are discussed at length, the Rambam tells us, in a tractate called Maitris, or Maitr, which is specifically devoted to these laws. As we have been discussing, this applies in general to the idea of charity, that one is required to give to the Levi since he has no land of his own. And so, too, to individuals who, for whatever reason, do not have belongings of their own, we are required to give them charity. And in fact, this idea of giving one-tenth is legislated in Jewish law, that a tenth of one's income, a minimum of a tenth, should be given as maaser to poor people. Tremendous physical and spiritual effects are connected with this idea of giving maaser, which we can understand through the idea presented by the Chinuch, that this idea of giving miser is of tremendous importance. The idea is not that you're only giving one-tenth of your crop or one-tenth of your income to charity, but you're indicating that your entire crop and your entire livelihood is totally dependent on your Creator. By giving away this tenth, you are showing your gratitude and your total dependence on God for everything that comes into your possession. The Talmud in Bava Basra tells a story about Binyamin HaTzadik, the righteous Binyamin, who was in charge of taking care of the charity box, and he would distribute the community charity funds to needy people. One time a woman came in a time of famine and said that she needed money. However, Binyamin HaTzadik answered her that the box is empty, it is famine, and everyone needs food, there is nothing left. And she told him, if you do not give me food, I will die and all my 7 children with me. Binyamin HaTzadik gave her a tremendous amount of money from his own pocket in order to allow her and her 7 children to survive. And after a period of time had passed, he became fatally ill and was ready to die. However, the Talmud relates that the Malachi HaShoreth, the heavenly angels, came before God and claimed, Master of the Universe, don't you say that anyone who allows even one Jewish soul to survive, it is as if he has brought an entire world into existence and has allowed it to survive? Look, this Binyamin HaTzadik has kept a woman and her 7 children alive. Should he die at such a young age? At that time, the Talmud relates, the decree, the heavenly decree, was torn up, and 22 years were added onto his life, even above what he was normally decreed to have lived. The Medrash, in fact, relates that charity and maaser have the power of reversing and transforming curses into blessings, as we can see also in the following story from Tractate Trumas. There was once a marriage, the Talmud relates, the Mishnah, of a woman who was very, very kindly and always wanted to give charity to poor people and help them out. Her husband, however, was very, very stingy and didn't want anything given whatsoever to poor people. Once a poor person came to the house when the husband was not at home, and he asked and begged for something to eat. When she saw that he was extremely hungry, she took him into the house and fed him. However, she was very wary that perhaps her husband would come home and become angry at her, why she was giving some of their own money and food to a poor person. And this actually happened in the middle of the poor person's meal. The husband came home, and the poor person had to run up to the attic and hide there in order to preserve the domestic harmony, so to speak, to keep him from getting mad at his wife. And as he was hiding there, he observed what was going on. And after her husband came home, she gave him something to eat. And after eating, he was very tired after having worked and fell into a slumber there at the table while his wife went about her business elsewhere. While he was sleeping, it was observed by the poor person who was hiding in the attic that a snake came. As documented various places in the Talmud, that this was a common occurrence. People evidently lived in proximity to poisonous snakes and other reptiles, and occasionally they would eat from the food. From this stems the Talmudic decree against leaving food open and exposed for long periods of time, for fear that a poisonous animal or reptile might drink from the food and deposit some poison in it, and thereby harm a person who consumes it later on. And this is actually what happened while this man was slumbering at his table, and he saw that this poisonous snake or reptile had taken a bite or a taste out of the food. When the man woke up, he stretched out to eat the food, which certainly had some of the poison in it and certainly would have ended up poisoning him. And the poor person who was hiding there in the attic started screaming and warning him, "Do not eat anything from this food, because it has been tasted by a poisonous animal, and therefore it will harm you." And in doing so, this poor person certainly saved the life of the one who had fallen asleep. And we therefore see that even though he had not intended for the charity to be given, he actually earned the money and bought with it food, or his wife bought the food, and she gave the charity even against his will. He didn't want this charity to be given. And nevertheless, it ended up saving his life. In the merit of the charity which had been done to this poor person, his own life was saved. As we will be discussing in more length later on, Maaser, the idea of giving a tenth of one's income or one's crops, as well as charity in general, comes under the category of one of those mitzvahs in which the reward is promised to a person here in this world. Usually we are told not to do mitzvahs for the sake of the reward which will come, and not to expect it, because perhaps the reward will come only in the world to come, in the spiritual world. However, when it comes to this mitzvah of charity, we are told by God, who says, "Test me. You should test me in this, that you will end up having all the money brought back to you, and even more will be given to you." As the phrase goes, "Aser kedei shetisasher." You should take maaser, one-tenth, in order that you shall become rich. The word osher, richness, or wealth, is spelled similarly to the word maaser, to take a tenth. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe once explained in a Maimer what this means in a personal level, aside from the simple meaning that one should obviously give charity and give a large amount of it, and one is even allowed to test God when it comes to this. He said, in addition to the simple meaning, there is another meaning, a deeper spiritual meaning. What is the idea of Maaser? Maaser is one-tenth. Where do we see one-tenth on a personal level? It is explained in Chassidus and in Kabbalah that there are 10 levels of a person's soul, 10 different aspects or qualities of the soul. The lowest of these is known as Malchus, literally kingdom or rulership. What is the idea of giving a tenth of oneself, of taking this aspect of rulership and being a king over one's thought, and a king over one's speech, and a king over one's action? And just as a king totally controls his subjects, so too, one should totally control one's thoughts, one's speech, and one's actions, to think only about holy things and nothing else, to drive out any other thoughts, and to speak only words of Torah, and only good, holy words, and not anything negative, and so too an action to be involved totally in all of the mitzvahs, and to do this in a strong way, in a totally controlling way, just as a king controls what's going on in his land. This is the idea of Maaser, taking one-tenth, meaning the tenth power of one's soul, the power of rulership of Malchus, and ruling over the way the soul expresses itself, through thought, speech, and deed. When one does this, Maaser kedei shetisasher, then comes the true richness, the true wealth. What is the expression of this wealth? This wealth is the revelation of Yechida Shebenefesh, the innermost essence of the Jewish soul, literally the oneness of the soul, the level upon which and related to which all souls are totally identical, and they are totally united with their source in Hashem above. This is commonly referred to as the Pinteliyid, the point of godliness, of the pure Jewish spark within every single Jew, which only rarely comes into revelation. However, when one goes with true devotion to the serving God through Maaseh, through using this tenth power of the soul and totally controlling oneself in thought, speech, and deed, then Kedei Shetisasher, then comes the true wealth and these inner hidden powers of the soul, Yechidish HaBenefesh, the spark of godliness, comes out into revelation and can be used by a person in his daily life. And this is the truth, wealth, the spiritual wealth of a person, which is can be utilized on a daily basis when a person goes through this way of serving God through giving Meister, giving a tenth of oneself, the tenth power of the soul. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs, a project of Sichas in English. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact us at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.